This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So, Steve, there's a parenting question out on the internet, so I thought I'd come to you.
The guy with no kids, never had kids, never will have kids, but because I'm on the outside looking in, I'm a better parent than actual parents are.
I'm going to say this for years. I've poo-pooed that theory.
Yep.
I've said that's egotistical. That's a lot of things. But you're removing all the emotion from it.
There is that. That's what I do.
As a parent, when I'm making most of my decisions,
you're doing it
I'm trying to be logical, but at the same time, I'm like, but I love them so much and I want them to turn out good and this and that. And it's like that clouds legitimate judgment.
Does.
I'm not saying you're right.
I know, but you should be basing decisions on logic, not emotion.
You should try having an emotion, and then you'll see how hard it is to base decisions on logic when emotion plays a role.
I'm glad I'll never be able to experience that.
So here's the question that a lot of moms are asking. Your kids get to an age where you start to let them just dress themselves. Like they get up in the morning and it's like, if you laid out, like for my daughter, for example, I'll lay out a skirt and like either I call them booty shorts, something to wear under this, or when it's cold out, like leggings, and I lay out all this stuff. And there just came a point where she looks at me like, I got this.
Oh,
let
nice.
Me do it.
Okay.
But then she comes downstairs in like
sure.
a leopard skirt with like vertical stripe blouse and like, well, and the whole thing just looks like we're like a homeless family, but
you're taught independence and that right. she can make her own choices now.
Yes. So does that freedom, this is the big question on the interweb right now. Does that freedom continue when it's time for them to pick a Halloween costume?
What's the downside of them picking out their own Halloween?
Because
costume?
They don't know. They think the world is innocent and naive. So when they want to be like, if they go out and pick some little girl's costumes, I don't know how else to say this, but costumes are sometimes overly provocative.
Yeah. They're really like skanky.
Yes.
Yeah.
And your kids, your boy wants to pick something a little too risque. I mean, if my son had his way, he'd carry around severed heads or like in different things that are just way too violent or whatever. And my daughter might dress a little too.
Oh, okay.
So the moms everywhere are asking, like, what's the name of the girl in the Marvel movie that you think is a suicide?
Harley Quinn.
That. Now, the what's her bucket who played that did such a, what's her name?
I can't. Margot Robbie.
Yes. She made that overly sexy. So if your little girl wants to come in
gotcha.
And do the pigtails and the different colors and the whole thing, can you let her be that
gotcha.
Character?
If you want to be authentic to the character and the costume,
yes.
You can't all of a sudden dress your daughter as Harley Quinn in jeans
no.
and layered tops.
Harley Quinn is dressed like a schoolgirl sort of, right?
Right, with the braid, multicolored
yes.
ponytails and the...
And on an eight-year-old... It's not a big deal, but there's still just scum of the earth, perverted dudes out there that you don't want your eight-year-old giving them ideas.
And I'll take it a step further. Don't you parents, you're going to get judged by other parents if you let that nine-year-old girl kind of be the Harley Quinn sexy costume that it's supposed to be.
Maybe. Yeah.
I see. How
yeah.
dare you let your daughter...
But then you have to... You spend all night going, well, she picked it. And it's like, yeah, but...
But you're the parent. In
right.
the end, you're supposed to.
Your son wants to play Fortnite 24 hours a day, and you tell him no. Why'd you let your daughter go buy Harley Quinn?
Right.
So
okay, I see the conundrum.
The billion-dollar question, oh guru of parenting, do you? I mean, is there a point where you have to step in and go? Because then don't you have to explain? Well, mom, dad, why can't I be Harley Quinn? Why can't that nurse outfit I saw at Party City is awesome? It's like. Yeah, that's the bad nurse. Like, yeah, you can't have that.
And now you have to explain sexiness to
and pedophiles and
8 and 9 year old. But then again, isn't this whole night about make believe? You're really not that skanky. You're not really. It's kind of like you get to be somebody who you're not. That is creative. That's what kids do all the time.
Okay, so you're doing the logic thing.
Kids are doing all the time.
So you're pulling emotion out of it. I see what you're doing.
Right.
You're taking the emotion. It's all about pretend. Got it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about my daughter being out there and predators everywhere. But you're like, isn't this not? Okay. So I'm going to remove. So yes or no, can a young girl just kind of, you know, skank it up?
So we're teaching the young girls that you have all these choices that you can make in life, that these choices over here and choices apply to this part of life. But no, when it comes to Halloween and a costume, we're going to remove the choice from you.
So
I say to be, as a parent, consistency. Consistency.
So give them the choice.
Right. Because you're going to be with them anyway when you're out trick or treating at that age. I know, dude. I'm not talking like a G-string here and just a bra.
You might have to modify whatever costume you find.
Plus, it's going to be cold, and here's the
you got to pray for snow that night.
All that, so she's layered up, and you can't really see it anyway. But I just say, as a parent, be consistent. Stop being what's that word?
Hypocrite.
There we go.
Now all of you know, Steve, the parenting guru.
Now you're going to say that I'm on board with little girls wearing slutty clothes. That's not what I was saying.
It's about choices.
No.
What I heard.
Whatever. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.